Caster, Joe Raven.
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Ishida Zazeel.
Respecting the Source Material, Green Caster, Zenshi.
Actually White, Black Caster, Ransack.
Loyal and Loud, Pink Caster, Lightred.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Welcome everyone to episode 29 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Woo!
As I know I say this a lot, but it's a very special episode today. In addition to the full team, we have a returning guest from one of our very early episodes. Our good friend, Tom Savage, the Savage Caster. Say hi.
Hey, how's it going? Goddamn Zaycross.
That was good.
I haven't forgotten my hate.
Never forget. You know what? I should get
you. You didn't have me on for the Rider War episode.
I asked you to come on. But...
Oh. Well, I heard we've talked about Zaycross, so I avoided it.
Yeah.
Fuck Jet Owl.
Yeah. I forgot. We're allowed to swear. It's been so long.
Yeah, no problem. Okay.
Say, the show may be PG, but we ain't.
Yeah.
Who said the show was PG?
Show was just
everybody?
PG.
Right wagon.
Yeah.
Oh, you meant the show. I thought you meant our show.
No. What? Okay. What?
Anyways, today we're talking about Drive, Kamen Rider Drive, Episode 2, and Tokyuger, Episode 32.
I own the Drive Driver.
Oh, yeah, there's a bit of news.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you hear an annoying clicking sound throughout the episode, it's Lane.
Hey, Lane bought the Kamen Rider merchandise again.
Yes.
Yep.
I actually have a scratch right here from the rain on my face.
Let's not all talk over each other like early Cast Ranger.
Oh, okay. You guys stopped doing that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
We try.
I was going to say, Tarly bringing it back.
Yeah.
Retro.
It's a throwback episode.
Throwback Thursday. That's Friday.
So, yeah.
Cast Ranger 2.
So, yeah, Lane bought the Drive Driver, and we've been toying around with it, because toy.
It's been driving me crazy.
It's a toy!
It's a cool belt, I like it.
It's so tiny.
Isn't it? It's a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be.
Well, Converse?
Perfect for a skinny-ass guy like me.
But it's just, with the Forza Driver the way it was, I would have expected it to be a little more
to
scale.
If the C-scale button did not actually work.
Conversely, the shift cars and the shift brakes turned out to be bigger than I was expecting.
This would make a
and
badass...
now he's wearing belts on his head.
Yeah, that would be good there.
Yeah.
You should cosplay as his tripod thingy.
I would have to paint my hair horribly.
I miss Takatora.
Okay, guys, anyone who is at home who has seen Drive 2, when it zooms in on the, what is it, the...
I don't even know what it's called
stand,
yet.
The virtual boy.
The monopod.
It looks like a virtual boy.
Sure.
I think it's the paint job on the top. Like, it looks like they did it like 10 minutes before. Like, it's got like...
You can see the noticeable marks in the painting.
Yeah, it looks like they painted it with fucking gravy.
Red gravy.
Yeah, red gravy. Yeah, no, you don't eat that.
Don't eat the red gravy.
But, so the shift cars and the brakes turned out to be bigger than I was expecting, and the belt turned out to be smaller. Interesting.
Maybe you just have no idea of spatial relation.
Respation.
Or maybe it's actually just a smaller...
I don't know, I'm just looking at what this...
That's massive. True. It is... The toys are usually not perfectly to scale. That's why
okay.
They released the complete
all
sections.
Right. I'm looking
not
at Max
scale.
Flare right here, and it's got, like, the orange plastic, and I'm looking at it in the light... You ever have, like you go to the dollar store and you buy, a little pistol water gun?
Yeah.
Doesn't this look like the color, like the black?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see the... Yeah, I'm sure Funky Spike's the same. Like,
Funky
if Dave
Spike.
Can edit when showing, like, bringing up, you know, crappy water guns. But these are, like, the brightest plastic. They're the most brightest see-through plastic. Max Flair's the word.
Holy
it's like,
shit.
If you hold it up to a light, I feel like...
I know, right?
Actually, it does kind of look like it's on fire. So, mission accomplished.
There you go.
Yeah.
Also, the shift brace is amazing because it uses a watch strap for its strap. So, all future wrist morphers or anything, please adapt this in this system.
Well,
it's good.
Let me see. Will it fit me and my giant Gargantuan?
Yeah,
it
fit me. So
the most interesting thing about their shift brace technology is that it looks like it uses the same 3-peg system that the Tokyo Changer uses.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
a rider
right?
thing that fits me out of the box.
Right?
Yep.
Oh man. That's so... I'm on the last peg, but still.
Right? Yeah. The Tokyo Changer fits me.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. The apple changer fits me.
Oh, yeah. Fits right in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, fits right. Yeah. Well, I imagine a little... Okay, the apple changer is huge.
Yeah.
I'm imagining, like, a six-year-old...
No actual phone is that big anymore.
Okay, well, the thing is, like, I was hanging out with my nephew, who's, like, seven. He's got, like, one of these new iPhones. He looks like he's like an iPad with this kid.
Oh, is it the 6 Plus?
Yeah, it's huge.
I haven't even seen it. I love
the 6 Plus.
Those things are pretty...
I want one.
Okay, so.
All right.
Kamen Rider.
Okay, can I just start off with this? So.
No. Hold on. So we're actually going to jump into the episode discussion now?
Yes. All we need is this drive. All right, so the beginning of episode 2. Okay, so in the first episode, we thought that the drive driver was just like a smart AI.
But wow, were we wrong?
But it turns out that it is actually the creator of, like, the system and everything. He apparently gets something happened to him, and he actually...
We saw! He got his house invaded by the aliens.
Okay,
the creator of the system, otherwise known as Japanese Tony Stark.
Yes.
I'm going to call it, until we know his real name, I'm calling him Professor Pepler. But after his actor name.
No, we do know his name.
Oh, we do?
It's Stein something.
But here's the thing. You know, at the beginning of episode 1, you see a black shrouded drive fighting.
With a bike.
So in theory, that was him, the original
dude. Oh, shit. That's a good theory.
Yeah. Well, it's not the main guy.
Like, yeah, because Tamari wasn't drive yet.
Yeah,
I was wondering about that, but I never brought it up last week.
I'm hoping that little by little at the beginning of the episodes, they let us in more about the, like, so theoretically the guy now is not the original drive. And the only reason they picked this guy, the thing is, it seems weird, like, hey, you're like a cop, you're a detective, I'm giving you this fucking $30,000 car, I'm hooking you up with a, you know, hot sidekick. And you're wondering why. It's because, and they say it in the episode, you know, you're compatible. You're the only one that can do this. So they probably were just like, okay.
Which means he has some sort of relation to Professor Stein or whatever his name
is. Yeah, genetic thing or some, you know, tenacity. Or maybe he just wants to be the very best like no one ever was.
Incredible bullshit.
For some reason.
To drive them is my real test.
But anyways.
My cause.
Like
this thing
that
is the first ever human rider belt.
Well,
god damn.
Let's be clear on where we are now. We don't know if what the specifics are. If he actually downloaded his consciousness into the belt, if he like backed up his memories.
Yeah, he could be stranded
like
in a pocket dimension. And
don't care.
Nope, definitely thinking Johnny Depp Transcendence.
Well, the belt, the face does look like a face Johnny Depp would paint his face to look like.
Does that mean that when he gets into his more powerful forms, there's going to be film crackle?
Okay, the creator of the drive driver's name is Krim Steinberg.
Okay,
I can just imagine.
Let me see that.
So theoretically, Krim or Steinberg can see through the face of the belt.
Yeah, Krim with a K. Krim Steinberg.
So Drive's walking around with a crotch level camera that this guy's looking through.
Yep.
He's living his life at this man's crotch.
So Professor...
A day in the life of a dick.
So Professor Steinberg is permanent POV camera.
Yeah.
He's making a documentary about what your junk sees.
He's on a journey to make a porn about Roadhead.
Or a documentary about what your dick sees on a daily basis.
It's POV.
It's like Charlie Sheen's GoPro.
So that's why as soon as Tamari puts him on his crotch, you just see him go...
He makes the happy
face. Happy face.
Well, Funky Spike is ribbed for her pleasure.
C'est bon.
I just think every time I see Royd mute, I'm thinking of just like some Arnold Schwarzenegger guy. I did a few too many reps.
We also got introduced to Heart and Brain, and I gotta say, I like Brain a lot.
Brain is awesome.
He's fucking cool.
Heart's monster form reminds me of something halfway between Ankh and the King of the Fangirls.
Brain has a cape.
I saw it, and I didn't want to see it, and I wish I could unsee it. Heart's head looks like Choto Kyuo.
Oh, no, it does!
I saw it and I was just kind of like, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
What are we going to do? So, with this Brain and Heart?
Brain and Heart and Chase.
And Pinky.
Yeah.
Please!
Brain, what are we doing tonight? The same thing we do every day, Heart. Slow down the world.
See, you know in Double how they had guy memories and then they had the Dopant guy memories? Yeah. I can't wait for them to release just a set of virus cores and then you can get them for $15 each on eBay.
Okay, you know those little things that float in the air? You want one of those? Go to Home Depot where they're a couple of bucks. You just buy whatever number you want.
He's not talking about the numbers.
Oh, okay.
The virus cores are the little cars that then take human form.
Yeah, so they're evil cars.
It's like that Batmobiles! Oh my god!
Is that just someone from Boston saying virus car?
Guys,
virus core. Let's go and drive
a virus
core.
The virus cores.
Guys, I brought this up during the episode, but here's
Boston.
All of the virus cores, they look like the 1989 Tim Burton Batmobile.
Well, we only saw the one.
One looked like the 1989 Tim Burton
they
Batmobile.
They kind of do, because they've got the really front long.
So it's driving around like, beep, 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 beep.
And they'll split, two pieces will split off the side so it can get through that conveniently placed little opening.
And now I'm kind of with the fucking, whatever the fuck they're called.
The Roidmudes?
Roidmudes! Like, I'm with them. They're Batmobiles.
I am with whatever team Kiriko, or was it Kiriko. Whatever team she's on, I'm signing up.
She's on Team Arrest Tamari.
I'm just excited that she's still wearing the uniform.
She's on Team Stock Tamari.
She can not wear the uniform if she wants.
I think...
As we saw in that one photo Victoria found.
Yes, yes. I'll go for uniform or nothing. I happen to have no uniform.
I'm flexible. So is she.
On other Kamen Rider news, I discovered this blog. Can I plug somebody's blog?
Sure.
It's called F Yeah Tokusetsu Girls. I don't know the name of the guy who does it, but just look that up. It is, if you are a human being that enjoys Tokusetsu Girls, this will be an hour of your... This will be like a night of... Like, you will lose an evening to this website. And feeling in your arm below your shoulder.
Oh,
but there's two things I've discovered. One, there's a lot of really great photos of Tokusetsu girls. And two, Chiyoko from Oz is fucking hot. I never knew. Like, when I'm watching hot or not, and then I see her, like, in a bikini, like, leaning over some rock garden. I'm like, I'm okay. I like this. Everything's coming up Oz.
Coming up Oz. Yeah. I bet you anything goes with her.
Oh, she's half the thing, though, because this girl has taken more sexy photos per capita, like, than anyone else. It's pretty much like somebody else, her, Kamen Rider Nadashiko, someone else, her, Kamen Rider Nadashiko.
Okay.
Nadashiko?
Nadeshko.
You will never pronounce that right on the first try.
Well, why have been calling Hina Hime for months?
You're just bad at pronunciation.
No, I'm not great at pronunciations. I am. My weeboo strength is not strong. Oh, we should probably talk about Drive.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, what's this one? Who's
my? Oh yeah.
Oh my! Oh my!
Oh my!
Did you just literally bring up that blog?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's just make this episode about hot chicks.
Oh, so...
Can we just talk about hot chicks all day?
It would be perfect. A podcast about fast cars and hot chicks.
Yeah, the second half of the episode will be like...
Top Gear! We're Top Gear!
Isn't that the tech developer?
It looks like her.
Yeah.
She looks... She looks so gummy.
Yeah, the tech dev for their task force.
Rika? Yeah,
I call her the slutty gadgeteer.
The slutty gadgeteer.
Look at the way she talks.
Now she's a slutty gadgeteer.
Oh, yeah.
So we also discovered in the episode that Tamari's partner, Hayase, is still alive.
Somehow.
No, okay. I'm going to explain this. He got hit by an explosion. Yes, he got, shit fell on him. But it was all happened during slowdown. It's not like he... collapsed on the floor, and then just everything collapsed on the floor.
So the slowdown just laid it down gently.
Exactly. Like, it hit
He was still bleeding!
Yeah, it obviously injured him badly, but he didn't die from it.
Because it's heavy shit, and
but I like this because Tamari's, like, how he's thinking right now is he's trying to, like, figure out what happened, and he feels bad for what happened to Hayase because he thinks it's his fault. And Hayase's literally telling him, stop worrying about me. Focus on other shit.
And then, through some magical miracle, he gets a hold of the dude's, like, painkiller pills, and through some Sherlock magic bullshit, extrapolates the entire truth behind the case between the episodes.
Yeah.
Which is far greater of a logic...
Angel Akatahim!
What was I saying?
Clearly not.
Find Luca, okay. Please.
Something about leaping.
Find Luca, please.
This is the Kiroko.
Kiroko, yeah, that's the one you're talking about.
Oh my
yeah.
god.
I'm so sorry. We're spending the podcast Ooh, looking at hot chicks.
Yeah.
Okay. You really want to focus?
Okay. All right. Back. All right.
Tighten your ties, everyone.
Margaret Thatcher on a cold day.
Margaret Thatcher naked on a cold day.
Wait. Oh, wait. Think. Oh, who's the girl from? Oh, who's
Nina?
No.
Kyoko?
No. Double.
Oh, Akiko.
Okay, I'm good.
There you go.
Yeah, I am good.
Nailed it. Hashtag not. Anyways, drive, yeah. So, Tamari makes far greater of a logic leap than any reasonable human would be expected to make and completely solves the case immediately.
Yep.
So, they go off and they immediately triangulate his location correctly and go off to fight him.
He journeyed to, Planet Bookshelves for a moment? Or Planet...
The planet, the guy... The
planet open in a new tab. I think we've all discovered what we're doing this evening.
Damn it.
Oh my
Come
God.
On, let's talk about the episode.
Nope. Alright. Right. Cars.
We got introduced to Justice Hunter, the patrol car, ship car.
Look, it's
Hunter,
just
don't even know her.
No, don't.
You know, there's just so many.
Which is a great car for him to have because he's like a cop.
It's yeah. Well, yeah.
Detective.
I'm kind of a little sad there's no siren on the Triteron.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not technically a police car.
I like that
the
tire for Justice Hunter is a siren.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to sound.
Oh, my God. I never saw that.
But I also like that when the tire is, like, comes out, it actually is holding, like, it has the weapon on it.
Which means we're going to see a lot more of those.
Yeah.
Which
well,
is
it's
cool.
Very Gaim, where it's just the weapon appears in the hand, ready to be used.
I'm excited for next week, because we get to see Dream Vegas and Massive Monster.
Right.
Dream cool. Vegas?
Yeah,
apparently
it's
that's
the
thing.
Vegas ship car. Look it up. It's pretty sweet.
Right, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
What happens in the Vegas shift car?
No, with Dream Vegas, he has poker chip shields.
Okay.
Uh-huh, you do whatever you want.
Can we stop looking at Toku Girls, please?
I'm trying to find that
no,
one.
No, you're looking at the bikini, specifically.
I know, these are fabulous.
Fucking Spike!
Wait for it.
What was it?
Yeah.
Okay! One of them's wearing underwear that says Toronto!
That's relevant to my geographic location.
That is relevant to my location.
And interests.
God damn it! Come on!
Just zoom out. Zoom out.
I blame Tom.
No, just zoom out. It's Coda's
it's
brother.
It's all your fault. What did you do?
I blame Savage Guy. He's working for Metrolinx. He's trying to derail
you
us.
Bastard! You've infiltrated us.
I'm like the Toku pimp right here.
I got girls.
Ooh, heat dope on.
Toku.
It's getting hot in here.
Okay, so
I also must remind the viewers that we're a bunch of like big dudes sitting together on a couch.
I have a chair. I have the captain's chair.
Anyways, I'm not a big dude sitting.
Okay, shut up, everyone. Right. So we get the first car henshin, which is awesome, and somehow the tire Kokon fucks its way through its own car to
because
click
wizards.
On him. Because fuck it.
Yeah,
so,
that
and,
was,
then, and then we get the car chase, which is pretty awesome. And then the car gets buried in rubble because of the monster attack. And then he uses Tire Fury to fucking equip the tires onto the actual wheels of the car. And he fucking carves his way out, and it's awesome.
This model has optional four-wheel drive built in.
Six-wheel drive.
Fucking you get reception on those bad boys?
Oh god, no, not big ears.
Go say pink.
Big ears.
Go say pink. Go say pink.
Alright, I think we need to turn this off before we get turned more on.
I think I'm done after fucking.
And I'm. Yeah, oh, you found. Yeah.
Nice drive.
Reception lady.
Can I just say one thing that, like. I know that in Kamen Rider, a big thing has always been, like, money for the. for the bikes and stuff like that. So sponsorship from bike companies and stuff like that. They finally got some car companies, and that shows in their car chase scenes.
Oh yeah, didn't you identify exactly what
that
is?
My buddy did. He's a car guy. He took one look at it. It's like, I could be quoting it wrong, but we looked it up and he had it right. But it's like, that's a Honda G3X.
G3X, woo!
And he showed me a picture of it. It's the same car. Now it's heavily modified, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently.
But it's like a $30,000 car.
Paul saw a caddy.
It's no longer actually street legal.
Yeah, because of all the crap they put on the back. Yeah, it's street legal. You remember in the first episode, it says the Triteron was driven on private property.
Yeah. Wait, first of all,
Hart is my hero because number one, his coat is just fabulous. First of all,
he's got Hart.
Drives a red.
He stole that off.
He ride it like he stole it.
I need your vehicle.
Don't even care.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
He stole Cadillac DeVille.
He's like, I need a ride. Your car is cool. I want it.
He pulled a TX. I like your car.
And then we get to meet Brain, who is awesome, and his monster form has like a
Brain.
He uses the virus core, the character
that every girl will cosplay.
He uses his virus core to hack technology and use it.
Yeah, he hacked some nearby dude's iPad to show them where the other Roy Mute had respawned.
And Brain does machines.
Oh my god. Wow.
Threw that one back to 1990.
Did you come up with that one all on your own?
I came up with it earlier and was saving it.
Okay.
Just for you. Hey, what did I just gave you fuck yeah Tokusetsu girls. My work here is done.
No, I'm...
You bastard.
Yeah. I think Lane's interested in that one.
Yeah.
That you just passed by.
What? Maybe.
Or itchy at very least.
What?
Ooh, is that rear...
Just Mio.
Is that Toku?
No, we can't. No. Stop. No.
Stop.
Model's okay.
Stop later.
I can imagine a lot.
I'm doing no flavor.
With what happened in Tokuchi.
Okay,
no. All right.
I will save my comments about Mio for the second half of the show.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So Drive uses his car magic to fuck up the monster, blow it up again, and then we get to meet Chase at the end of the episode. And Machine Chaser's gonna be in episode 3. Can't fucking wait. Woo!
He looks okay.
Looks like he's wearing a turban.
He looks like... I might have said it last week, but he looks like the engine DuPont. If there was one.
He looks like a thing that doesn't exist if it existed.
Exactly.
That doesn't make much sense.
He kind of reminds me of...
No, I'm just saying, if there was an engine DuPont, it would look like that.
Oh, okay.
He kind of reminds me of Purple Key Kider.
A little bit.
See that?
Yeah. He is not symmetrical,
He's got a bit of a Frankenstein-y sort of thing to him.
Oh, yeah. He's got a machine in his brain.
I just like the fact, did anyone catch the little, you know how you get little phrases about the new episode? One thing is like, why is Chase called the Grim Reaper?
Yeah, there was one of the preview lines of dialogue said apparently he hunts Roy Mutes. So I'm like, why are you hanging with the King Roy Mutes?
My guess is he hunts Rogue Roy Mutes.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe there's a system.
Well, there is 108 of them. Some of them have to not give a fuck.
Yeah. You think Drive's going to take out 108?
The way Hart said, like, his name, he's like, Chase. I just want to hear, Chase.
I don't get it.
Because, like, you know, like those bad boys from, like, the 80s or something like that. They just have, like, a girl choir just like, Chase.
You talk about Chase and I can dig it.
He's a complicated bro.
But the thing is, okay,
yeah, no one understands his bike.
When I saw the first trailer for Drive, I said, okay, I don't care, I just want some good fights and I want car chases. And the second episode they delivered. That was a wicked car chase.
That was a wicked car chase.
Up the fucking spiral parking garage from the opening, by the way.
You ever like, okay, I'm on it, okay, I saw it, like I downloaded it right before I went away for Thanksgiving. And so I'm watching it on the bus. You ever watch something really badass or you're in public, you just want to talk to somebody, and this guy's sitting next to me, and I'm like, did you see that? And he's like, what? I'm like, I knew you were looking at my screen. Did you see that? What are you talking about? Like, it's Conrad Drive! Catch the fever! And then, like, on the next stop, somebody got off and he moved seats.
You need to just come up to people like a fucking pastor. My friends, all you need is Drive.
Yeah. Have you accepted Conrad Drive as your driver and
savior?
Sit in the passenger seat with Drive. He'll take you straight to Salvation.
Salvation Station.
He'll save you from Doriori.
Yeah. I'd say that, but I pronounced that word wrong.
Probably. Also stick your dick in your mouth.
Just say slow down.
You slow down.
It's funny.
Density shift.
Lane and I were driving home after adventuring on Tuesday or whatever, and we actually saw a sign that said slow down.
You went, chew. Chew.
I don't believe it.
After experiencing it twice, I still refuse.
Yeah, that stupid fucking cop, whatever. That's Get like Gen-san. Yeah, he's just like, no, I still don't believe it. And they're like, he's so stubborn.
Okay, okay. Am I right? Okay, you know the guy who runs the special division.
Yeah.
When he gets up and he twirls that pencil around.
Yep.
He's like, oh, like that's nightmare fodder. Right?
Yeah. We still need to look him up and find out where else he's been in because I know I've seen him somewhere.
He's that funny looking older Japanese actor looks like every other.
Just look
older
at the captain
Japanese
of the special.
He's probably been on Batsu at least.
Why are he looks like Nando.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Ririna Sako, why are you pooping in the sink?
I don't want to know.
Go say pink pooping in the sink.
Go say sink?
Go say pink pooping in the sink.
Go say sink?
Tell me that shit later.
I think all of the blood has left Kevin's head.
And it's now residing in his dick.
In the other head.
That wasn't a lot of blood.
All my sense.
But this episode, I don't know. Drive, I think, out of the gate. If that I don't know. Is that a pun? Drive right out of the gate?
Drive right out of the gate.
I think it's a pretty strong series right out of the gate. It's got a lot of hooks. It's got a lot of fun. There's a lot of characters that seem interesting that we can expand on.
Episode 1 left me very cautious, and episode 2 started to deliver.
It's like they started their engine.
Well, I think they're pretty much
it's stalling.
Yeah. I think, you know, it would be smart to like, okay, well, we can't top Gaim in complexity of plot.
Oh, few things ever will.
So it's like, we're just going to have a lot of fun, go out with a lot of energy, and just have a really badass.
Honestly, one of my reasons for getting interested in the show is just seeing all the shift cars and
the guy's just
tire abilities.
He's just sitting there.
Well, you know who else they hope gets into the shift cars? Hmm? Japanese consumer children.
He's just sitting there, just fucking, I directed Black. I directed Black.
And Gaim sold so many Lockseeds. Like,
oh, no, that was the writer of Double.
That was the writer.
Yeah.
He just has
to have the peace of mind that he directed Black and he doesn't have to worry about following Gaim.
Can't wait for
Black
the...
and Sailor Moon live action.
Not important!
Did you ever see the statistics for Gaim, how much of an increase Gaim's toy sales were from Wizard? 250%.
Oh, fuck
nice.
Yeah.
So it's like Gaim, like only we could have just the five, like the six of us could have watched Gaim and it would have been a success.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, you know, well, the thing is, I could see this coming here. Maybe Haim Sabin would be like, well, I don't want to do Tokuger. You know what? Let's just pretend that
you know
Gaim's
the problem?
The, or
you know
tries
the
Red
is?
Ranger.
The thing is, I think the fruit theme would be not as well received to newcomers if it was brought over here.
No, I'm talking about Drive would be perfect.
Oh, Drive, yeah, absolutely.
They're just like, you know
what?
Fast
cars, fuck yeah.
You know, kids love cars in America because we're all told we have to buy them.
What better target demographic than people who can't drive?
Apparently the captain of the special unit, he was a former boxer.
Okay.
He's got a face for it.
Sulu
Tau Katoka,
something like that.
He's got a face for it, you know, beat men.
Yeah, he does look like a used catcher's mitt.
Sulu Tau Katoka, yeah. Filmography. Let's see if he's in anything else.
Japanese movie I've never seen. Japanese movie I've never seen. Japanese TV show I've never seen.
Yeah, for the Discarnates, Shiraku, Sada, Atsuhime, Gunshi Kanbei, and Drive.
Gunshi Kanbei?
What an incredibly unflattering picture of Hana.
Let me see.
Just.
Yeah.
She doesn't look very happy.
No justice.
She didn't
done.
Look happy in the show at all.
No, she was very much like, I don't want to be in this show. I think you should replace me with my non-union child counterpart.
Yep.
Pretty
forever.
Much.
Forever.
Yep.
Anyways. So yeah, Drive, it's starting to pick up speed, but...
Oh!
I'm still hesitant.
Oh, you're still hesitant?
I'm still waiting to see where it goes.
He's still stalling.
I'm still waiting to see which route this takes.
No, I just hope that it doesn't run out of gas.
We could carpool all day.
You know, well, there's a bunch of us. We can all carpool. We can all carpool on jokes. That's not... That's Pandora's gearbox. We should not open
that. Let's change vehicle types, shall we?
Okay.
So...
Riri Ababa.
Who else is looking forward to Tokuger 2, you
Oh,
guys?
God, I'm looking forward to it.
I want to blow a Glock.
I'm mad.
Has no one clued you in yet, Paul?
I'm mad that Tokuger 2 is happening. I'm ecstatic that Tokuger is over. That's all that means to me is Tokuger's done.
Since like Tokuger was like in what, first or second episode?
Yeah,
something.
Well, if you were in episode two, then that would have been episode four of Tokuger.
Yeah,
started from episode three.
You know, I said I liked that show. I fucking love that show.
I thought we started.
It is my
the first episode of Cast Ranger was the first three episodes of Tokuger.
It's my favorite Japanese tokusetsu I've ever watched. Episode 29.
Yeah.
Or 31.
32.
I just joke. I've never watched any of them other than the American versions.
We catch up.
So you did watch 32, though, right?
I did watch 32.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know if anyone's explained the joke to you, Paul, about what Tokuger 2 actually was. All week, right after watching the episode, I was trolling the entire all of Facebook with the screenshot of Tokuger 2.
It was everywhere. Somebody sent it back to me.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Yeah. I was trolling everyone saying, can't wait for Tokuger 2. So what actually happened was...
Oh, I remember thinking, like, Chris, this is a really shitty Photoshop. I know you can do better.
I could do better.
But it was actually from the show!
Yeah. So what actually happened is, in this episode, it started with them being disbanded, and we'll get into why and what happens later, but the immediate joke from Wagon is, okay, let's get to work hiring Tokuger 2. Like, they were going... If the episode had not played out the way it did, they would have sought a new team.
Oh, no, actually, the original joke was you're going to break up for a while, then you're going to get back together as Tokuger 2.
Right, that was it.
Which actually is a joke on a Japanese pop band that did the same thing.
Oh, yeah?
My friend who's into J-pop tells me.
Oh, okay.
And then they were going to make another team, and that's the other half of the joke.
Yeah, that explains it. But
so
then,
it's like Death Clock becoming a Death Clock cover band called Thunder Horse?
Yes.
But, awesome.
But then the other half of the joke is, at the end of the episode, when they're about to do the episode preview...
Get rid of that tinfoil, or I'm going to beat your face in.
Wagon
with
chimes...
your face.
I don't know how, but it'll happen.
I'm going to beat your face in with his face. By the way, can I have a piece of that? I can't believe he actually gave me a piece after that. I remember threatening violence.
Well, that's
I'm going to fucking kick your ass. Give me some of that.
That's the way to a man's heart. Mm-hmm. So, the other half of the joke is, at the end of the episode, when they're about to do the preview, Wagon chimes in, next week, Tokuger 2 departs, and Ticket chimes in, no, it is not! Rush everyone's train corner!
You basically just bullied him for his lunch money.
I'm gonna
kick your shit in! Give me some of that chocolate!
You are a savage, Caster.
Yep.
That was savage.
Yeah, give me all your chocolate. Hey, you over there. Give me some of those chips.
I don't think so.
No,
are we going to have our first on-the-air Sentai battle?
Wait, you have Dave on every
week. I was Metro Lynx!
Seriously, Paul, can I have some of those?
Yeah, now that you asked nicely, yeah.
What have we learned this week on Sentai? The power of manners.
The power of friendship.
What friendship had nothing to do with manners?
The power of civility.
There you go. The power of basic courtesy.
The power of passive-aggressive acquiescence.
That's an awful big word for a children's show.
This is a messed up episode.
Glad to be back.
So what the fuck happened this week again? Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Can I explain this? Because it seems like I'm the only one who's actually fucking excited about this, like, sudden change.
I am. I didn't mind it.
All right. So...
Sudden shift?
They find out that apparently this entire time, the Tokugers have actually been kids!
Well, you know,
The president of the Rainbow Line wanted to create a team, a Sentai team, that had the strong imagination of children, but had the resistance to darkness that adults have. So he forced them to grow up. So they beat Tokugers.
Before this gets into an actual
strong enough for a man made for a child.
Before this comes to an actual conversation, I just want to start with, that's really fucked up.
Yeah.
It's really fucked up.
And that's what's cool about it.
But
that's not cool. That's really fucked up.
Yeah, I know. But what the second they saw themselves in the mirror as kids, I was sitting there like, it makes perfect sense considering they have no memories between the point. Between the point of them getting, you know, their town being taken over by darkness and suddenly being adults. There is no memory point.
Yeah, they're not amnesia.
I actually suspected this several episodes ago when they show Palladi Shore being taken over and they're running after their parents. And I'm like, did they spend like 10 years in the dark?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, are they at... And the thing is, I started, after I thought to myself, they're acting really young, I started noticing that the actors are playing them as if they're kids. All of their arguments, all of
except
their...
Except Ikari and Mio, I guess.
Mio is acting like a tough girl that she doesn't... She's really... She's not as strong as she
the
wants.
The little girl who wants to be tough.
Yeah.
And Hikari's just that little kid who just doesn't like to talk to people.
He's just that little shit who thinks he's smarter than everyone.
He's not a little shit. You shut your dirty mouth.
And also,
Hikari's the good one.
You're all little shits to me.
My favorite of the... Well,
you can't say anything because you haven't been tied to a chair and forced to watch yet.
I like... Is it Toketsu or the blue... I love the blue guy.
Takati?
I root for that guy.
Yeah, so apparently his real name is Tokashiki.
We knew that Takati was just Toketsu.
No, but now we know what his actual name is.
Yeah.
And now we know last names?
Yeah, and their last
that's
names.
That's new development.
Light Suzuki, whatever the rest of them were, I don't
whatever
care.
Whatever the rest of them were, because I don't care.
Apparently they've all remembered everything.
Yeah.
Yeah! I was gonna say, one of the biggest driving points behind the show, and now it's just poof resolved?
Well, now we gotta find
welcome
our
to
town
episode
and 30. That's all we got
left. Yeah, it's like, oh, it took 30 episodes to resolve the amnesia? That was way too quick.
But it's not that it happened in 30 episodes, it's that 30 episodes later it just happened.
It's that it happened within one episode.
I actually thought that it was better because it was they went through procedures. It was first they had to figure out how the shadow stuff worked, then they had to find their town, which they didn't find it, but they found out why they can't find it.
Yeah.
And now they're finding out how they got there, so it seems like a pretty
rational
progression. Well, yeah,
because the logical next step is to wage active war against the shadows and find their town.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, they've been pretty fucking busy. There's a new monster every week. Do you think they got time to seriously sit down and go through some hypnotherapy to get their memories back?
Not unless it's on
no, this
shadow.
Week they just repeated the same fucking monsters they fought last week.
Yes, they're the best
set of the Dynamo
Brothers. I was
going
to say, they don't have time to sit down unless it's on a chair shadow.
Yeah.
Fucking
oh man, I when,
those guys are awesome. I'm sorry.
When there were two more chair ones, I was like, I am ready for another dose of these guys.
Yeah.
But that was just it. Normally that sort of shit pisses me right off. I wasn't even mad and I was like, table flips for everyone.
Yay!
Like,
and then he only did it once.
These are some
with
of
the himself. Himself.
I guess they figured we'd seen it. And
he flipped
of it.
Himself.
Yeah.
Did you see what he did?
How meta
himself?
Is that?
He flipped himself.
He flipped the bitch.
He's rioting at a college
I just
level.
Like that Mork sat down on him. Was like, oh shit.
Like, I will bring more of the dining set brothers. She's like, what the fuck are you even? Bah, what am I sitting on?
Who only has
you're
three dining room
my,
chairs?
You're sitting on... That's what I said during the episode.
They usually... I used to work in a place that sold furniture.
Yeah.
You got two chairs or four chairs.
Yeah, so Lane was like, yeah, they got the full set. And I'm like, there's only three fucking chairs. How is
two
full
tables,
set?
Three chairs. What?
Technically, a dining set is six chairs and one long table.
Yeah.
But that would be a patio set.
Hey,
which
we
four.
Don't know if maybe there's still more of them.
Yeah, there could these
guys. Yeah, fucking. He has like a whole army of.
I hope it's just.
I have come to avenge my other brothers.
They, like, we just have the table and chair shadows replace the
I am Credenza Shadow.
I am Awning Shadow.
Yep.
I am Lumiere.
I am the couch.
Be our guest. Be our guest.
Man.
What's worse is Lumiere would both fit the table set and the French naming
I was just impressed for how much
and,
of a nice
the,
ass that the table shadow had.
And the fact that
down.
Some of them are, like, light-based.
Can we get a Mrs. Potts-themed one just so that Angela Lansbury can be in a Kamen Rider series?
No! Because it's...
Was it Angela Lansbury in Kyuryuger, you know, with the Ankylosaurus?
What?
I'm just making a joke that Ramirez is Angela Lansbury.
What?
I don't know.
You haven't even watched that episode.
I don't know.
No, I just saw a preview.
I'm looking forward to introducing Mr. Savage Caster to Kyoryu Cyan.
I have seen a video way back when about Ramirez, but I didn't know what the hell I was watching.
Rightly so.
What the fuck am I watching?
So, yeah, Hyper Resha and the Hyper Resha Teo, a.k.a. that thing I have to buy now because it takes up 5 tracks by itself.
Yeah.
I hope it's to scale. It fucking better, the toy better be to scale.
I want it now. I kind of stumbled across my own Tokyo today.
Yeah, Lane.
But isn't that...
Lane also stumbled across a pile of money
is that
today.
Not the one that...
Coincidence.
Kachucks to the other two to make... Rainbow?
It's Kachuk's technical term. Everyone's been saying this thing.
Well, the thing is, the term actually came from Kamen Rider Kiva. When Tatsulot attaches himself to one of the weapons, he actually says Kachuk. So we've kind of adopted that as the term for clicking two things.
Oh, that's how you make fun of Chuck when he comes over.
Also that.
Like he says something stupid. Kachuk, Kachuk, Kachuk.
Kachuk.
Good job,
That's his new name for ACC.
Isn't that the hyper terminal that turns into Rainbow?
Yeah, all the trains attached to the hyper Russia to make Tokyo Rainbow.
Meter and a half.
Yeah, so it should be to scale then.
Yeah, I was gonna say when you make Tokyo Rainbow, it's a meter and a half.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's like I remember when you made
the toy
scene.
For Devastator from the second Transformers movie. That thing was like the size of a dog. And cost more.
Including feeding.
Yeah, well, it also cost you your dignity to own it. But
and your firstborn.
Yeah.
Just inserted right into
and
the crawl.
Or your firstborn.
Apply directly to the forehead. No, apply directly to the wallet.
There you go. So yeah, Hyper Russia was pretty awesome. The giant flash attack was neat.
I love when the table's like, that thing actually looks pretty cool.
Even the monsters are like, that thing's cool.
That's Dragon Zord syndrome.
Get it? Because that's what they want the audience to say.
Oh, can I bring something up? What the hell happened to Jace Fusion? What the hell?
It died.
You mean J.E. Fusion?
Yeah, J.E. Fusion.
Yeah, they haven't posted any episodes
they
since
died.
Gotten 46.
Okay, that's bad choice of words, but yeah.
Considering one of their staff members actually died.
Oh, did he? Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Jackie Dunn.
No, it's
the founder.
Okay, for those who don't know, Jane Fusion is a popular website that we go to for both news and episodes of Tokusatsu.
Yeah.
And they've kind of been dropping the ball recently with their episode postings.
The thing is, they had a member pass away.
Which was months ago.
And the thing is that they tried to, it's just like they were trying to keep up, but little by little. And apparently on their Twitter, they're canceling all these events.
They posted on their website that they've canceled from TokuCon due to some partnership arguments. I don't know the whole story. I don't claim to have any knowledge.
It's probably like, remember when Overtime was like, we don't want to do Gaim, and then half the Overtime people jumped over and worked with Acer and did Gaim?
Yeah.
I think it might be like one of those, because, you know, there's like,
that was one of those Overtime went, no, this is going to be stupid fucking Fruit Samurai. And they stuck to their gun.
Wow, were they wrong?
Officially, they
we're gonna take Tokuger instead.
Yeah, officially they stuck to their guns on that, but half their members said, "No, we're gonna go work with Acer and actually sub this."
Yeah, and
really
Acer.
Good.
Well, the funny thing is, Acer is like disbanded almost. But I mean, like,
aren't Acer the ones who are now refusing to drive?
I don't know.
I know there was some group who.
But
said,
it's all they need.
I think it was, because I remember going to Acer and I'm looking for Drive, and they're like, no, we're not doing Drive.
And Overtime.
I think Overtime is pretty much like,
we're sorry,
that.
We'll
yeah.
sub Drive now?
Yeah. And
Danny,
like, did they lose one of their things they were subbing because it got licensed?
I don't know.
I love how, like, if shit all but fails, we just have to wait an extra week for Nihon to get off their ass.
Yeah.
It's like I always say to people, Nihon's great, but the speed of their subs is...
Okay, here's the problem
I go to them to batch completed shows.
Here's the problem I had, is like, if you're watching Overtime, and the thing is, like, the subbers will make decisions on how something should be translated. Whereas, okay, for example, in Overtime, the character Greta, they call her Greta. Like, it's spelled G-R-I-T-T-A, which is how it's pronounced.
Yeah.
And then I was watching TV Nihon, they call her Glitter, and I was like... Glitter, what
it's
the...
A,
and I'm
bun.
Like, oh, Greta!
I realized that a couple weeks ago, and it blew my mind.
But the thing is, like, it's one of those things where it's, if you're watching one through, because I, for whatever reason, like, there was one of the episodes of Tokyo Rainbow, couldn't get to work on the download. Yeah. So I went and downloaded the TV Nihon one, and it just felt so different.
I know, yeah, that's the thing.
But, like, that's something about Tokyo Rainbow that's always bothered me, is decisions that are made within translating, and how, yes, I understand how one thing is... said, spelt, and translated, but nobody I've found has managed to call Tokyo Ichigo Light. That's his name, but it's like,
Light.
Everyone has called him Right. And I was
it's because of, that's how the Japanese language works, but at the same time,
but like
we
I said,
know that all their names are
I mean.
Based on the words that mean Light.
So look at this, Overtime is more subbing it for what it sounds like. They're like, they're calling him Right, you know, we'll do it right. Whereas TV Nihon would be like, well, it technically is supposed to be Light. So it's like they're stricter. The thing is, but there's a lot of mistakes. Like, I think the most famous of which being the Sengoku driver.
Yeah,
thing.
Where they translated it to warring, including his actual last name.
Yeah, and they, well, the thing is, it makes sense. If they're being literal, Sengoku
no,
means
I know,
warring.
But you it's don't, like, you don't like, translate names.
No, but they didn't know it was the name at first. When they're like, oh yeah, this is that guy, they're like, oh shit, that's some guy's name.
No, but they actually refer in the subs as warring Ryoma at yeah. some point. And I'm like, you don't translate someone's actual
it's like,
name.
It's like we made the mistake earlier on. We're just going to fucking change his fucking name and run with it. We're going to run with it all the way to the hills.
But that's this is where it boils down to, do you know enough about the Japanese language to pick out the mistakes?
But that is to say, yes, you don't change. Let's assume you're correct. You don't change his name. His name is Sengoku Ryoma.
Yeah.
Now you have to go, well, is it the warring driver, or was he just that narcissistic and named it after himself?
Yeah.
I would vote both.
Which is to say, you would still call it the Sengoku driver.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't, you wouldn't put, you'd say fuck warring, and you'd just, no, it's Sengoku regardless, because
yeah.
you can
I take
assume,
it this is a topic you guys have already been very heated on.
A little
no,
bit.
No, well, I mean, yes and no, this is actually the first time that it's come up in discussion as opposed to in passing.
Well, yeah. Kevin, tell me how you feel.
I mean, Gaim's over, so I've got yeah. not much to say anymore.
I'm still, I
Hashtag I miss Takatora.
Why? He's still alive.
I miss him.
Hashtag he got better. okay, really was I the did. Only one that's looking at the fucking Master Terminal and thinking it's the same fucking Master Terminal from Dedo?
Oh, you mean the Hyper Terminal?
Yeah, it looks exactly
oh, right.
the same.
And it looks like the King Liner?
So okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That scene
it.
In the escalator
yeah.
absolutely has to be the
okay.
same setting.
Now that I mentioned it, I like to think that the president of the Rainbow Line, it's just going to be a guy who looks like Conductor.
Just pops off the helmet. Oh,
no, well, it's not going to be Station Master. What, do
they have a rice
no,
battle?
Yeah. No, it's not going to be Station Ooh. Master. It's just going to be a guy who looks exactly like Conductor.
I
love
it.
When he wants to wipe his face. He's like, oh, shit, my face is under here.
Yeah, you can see him adjusting the mask. And I'm like, well, at least
I love
we
that.
Know for
Your
sure.
head's on crooked. No idea what you're
no,
talking about.
Adjust it.
There's a great. I love that moment in Drive where it's like, oh, are you smiling? And like, no, you were mistaken.
You were mistaken. And you hear the siren go off like it's just shifted into battle mode.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Tokuger has turned a major plot point, so it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. It looks like next week's episode is going to be karate-themed.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, joy.
But there's a karate theme in everything now.
Well, like, I was gonna say...
It's like there's an episode where they switch bodies, there's an episode where they're all in karate... And
there's an episode where we go to the bathhouse.
Yeah, I don't mind
the
can,
bathhouse
can that be
episode.
A tradition, please, because can
was
we
awesome.
Just be consistent for the sake of inconsistency? And Kintaro shows up,
face cloth
hey,
and all.
Y'all snippity dippity. What's up?
I was gonna say throws the
face cloth
throws the thing fucking station master dabs himself off. Thanks, I needed that.
Yeah.
It's like, he's crying.
Nakerude?
Mr. President, what are you doing? Oh, I'm sorry, I am a furry. This is my persona, and you should respect it.
The president of the Rainbow Line is down to Yif.
Yeah, oh.
Shots fired.
With ticket.
Yeah.
Well, into ticket.
Well, it depends if he's been
shots,
looking at that
shots
website.
Shots fired,
Toby
into ticket.
He's gonna rip his ticket.
They're children.
What? That's a grown man and a puppet.
No, he's talking about the Tokushis.
I know. I was imagining him, like, you know, he finds the Fuck Yeah Tokusetsu page.
Does he
and
become
the ticket's
sentient?
Like, ticket's like, wrong him!
Oh, no!
Will Ticket become sentient if you put his dick in it? Because we have established that Ticket is only alive when he's being...
fed imagination by someone?
Yes.
But...
so, does that work if your dick's in it? Are you fucking a puppet or are you fucking Ticket?
My uncle tried to feed me imagination by putting his hand up me. It didn't work. I like the dark places. Like, we're...
Mr.
cat get raped or something?
We broke it.
He gon' be.
Now we have to buy the ticket puppet.
For science!
Note to self, for never wash my hands after touching that.
Poor Mr. Hat!
Lemon energy arms.
Yep.
Yep.
You know what I want to see? I want to see a crossover. I
want to
see a crossover of Tecuger and Drive, where Drive and what's her name? Wagon look at each other and like say, hey, nice spoiler.
Just a wagon shift car.
Well, yeah. Because they both have spoilers. Wait, that was an uncanny impression. Don't ever do that.
I was going to say, no, wagon has handles.
Would you tap that?
Isn't that what that's for?
We've talked about that plenty.
Well, she has a mouth.
I was gonna say, what else was she built for?
She's to serve food.
She's one of those robots.
Yeah, I'm gonna serve her food.
Okay, I wasn't here for a while. Okay, I had just spent an evening telling somebody how amazing Tokuja was and how it's actually more serious. And then I put on the next episode, and it's the fucking chicken episode. What the fuck?
That was great.
The fucking chicken episode.
Okay, the whole thing is, the episode, I was watching it, I'm just like, this is stupid, and then Wagon brings out the roast chicken, and they flip out. I'm like, that whole thing was for that joke.
Yep.
The whole fucking premise and fighting with fucking chickens on their head was to make that roast chicken joke, and it's so dark.
You feel like the joke was not well cooked.
Even Light was just
it
like...
It was half-baked.
Stop baking him on!
Even Light's
I
like...
I
like
Lane because of that.
No.
Egg, chicken, oyakodon!
But which came first, the chicken or the joke?
Your neck breaking.
That joke gave me fox die.
Fox die D10.
And then the monster got Legend of Zelda.
We have this moment brewing over here.
No, Paul is like,
I told Paul I'm resistant to his neck snapping powers. All right.
Oh, how beautiful.
Shall we move on to our discussion topic?
As usual, the green and pink rangers.
I have to do an impression.
In the corner.
Yeah. I ship that.
Okay.
As usual, green and pink rangers.
To fucking Madagascar.
No, to New Zealand.
That was a good.
No, movie. To New Zealand.
Yeah. Where the fuck ever? Out of here.
Yeah. Get in the
ship
box.
It out for delivery on the Rainbow Line.
Yeah. You know what I liked about the Denliner? Well, they kind of forgot about this halfway through. There were random fucking people on the Denliner that they never explained.
Like that one dude who just played the piano the whole time
and then just faded into
non-existence.
You notice how when halfway through Denno that stopped happening?
Yeah, it's because they had something that vaguely resembled plot to do. But
yeah.
Wasn't quite actually.
I kind of thought it would be cool if there's just random people in the Rainbow Line.
Yeah.
Hashtag plot, not plot.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they've said that anyone with imagination can see it, but the thing is, you need a pass to get on the train.
Well, I just bought one from Lane. Are you going to get on?
I have several.
Never.
Technically, you bought the train. The pass is a separate toy.
Yeah, it's
no, it's I got the apple changer. That's how he gets on.
No, he has an orange pass. The one that was given to Coda in the crossover episode.
Yeah.
It was orange.
I'll be like orange. Tokyo. I'll fuck my way in.
Because technically, the apple changer is like his gateway into Build Dio, not the actual.
Oh fuck! If I can get into Build Dio, what the fuck do I need to get into Tokyo?
Exactly. Pull all them handles and shit.
Yeah. All right.
Got that rigged Home
the
Alone.
The analog
style.
Megazord.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Your mother's analog.
Oh.
Shall we move along, gentlemen?
Yeah. Your mother's a time train.
Oh yeah, we were doing something.
Yeah. Discussion topic.
So yeah.
So Kevin has a suggestion for the
featured topic.
Is it a suggestion or a topic?
Okay, a topic.
Both.
Would it be embarrassing if you didn't actually have one now and Lane just threw my
It's only brilliant.
The funny thing is, you guys came up with this yesterday, and I didn't have time to watch any episodes.
It doesn't ultimately matter. It's brilliant that on Day of Days we have Savage Caster here for such a discussion. How G Gundam could be considered tokusatsu?
Yes, because I've seen every episode.
I'm 8 episodes into G Gundam. And I like
oh,
it.
Oh god, G Gundam! I love G Gundam.
Oh G.
Fucking Tequila Gundam.
G Gundam is very much tokusatsu.
I mean, in the simplest, vaguest way possible. But I thought about it and I went.
Okay. Somebody tell me here
no spoilers,
that you can't.
Please.
Somebody tell me here that you can't picture a tokusetsu person saying, "Shining Burning Finger!" And then fingering a monster to death.
I could probably see Kuga doing that.
Yeah.
With his thumb.
Yeah.
But all I mean is, it's like, almost, and almost, in the same light.
You said light.
Well, they're all wearing, like, fucking rubber suits.
In how Digimon Frontier is tokusatsu, in the very loose-ended premise of, it's not a conventional Gundam system where you have a pilot's chair with a computer everywhere. It's a guy gets in a rubber suit, and his actions are mimicked by the Gundam.
It's very similar to Kiryuchi, where they got those little...
The cockpit is this big gate that reads your movements in this suit.
Okay.
It makes you basically a member of the rubber robot.
So it's piloting a Megazord, only solo.
But that's what I mean. Yeah. It's basically you become a member of the rubber robo gang.
The biggest thing is...
Except the rubber goes into the robo this time.
Okay.
And yeah, the mimics of the pilot are
done. Thank you so much for that joke.
Yes, are done by the Gundam. And I just kind of figured, what is that if not a giant suit of armor?
Yeah.
Now, here's a question to go one step further. Is Pacific Rim inspired by G Gundam, you think?
Just bad.
Yeah. Anyway.
You know what? If it's either a coincidence or yes.
Here's two ways that I think G Gundam is very tokusetsu. One, the suits move in a more organic, like, it's like a dude in a suit way. Like, a lot of Gundams, they move kind of little lanky, more robot-like.
Yeah,
more
how a robot would move.
Whereas there's things like they're dancing around in those things, like doing gestures and expressions.
Yeah.
And it's just like some of the crazy shit you see Megazords do. And two, tokusetsu is very much about themes. And the thing is, motifs. This thing had a country theme. Like, for example, Lumber Gundam was the Neo-Canada Gundam. The thing had a helmet.
Oh, by country theme, you mean international.
It was... Like,
this thing's head looks like a toque.
I'm not fucking joking.
It's a lumberjack.
No. A lumberjack Gundam.
It's Hetalia with mechs.
It is Hetalia with mechs.
I haven't seen either show, and I can make that joke.
My favorite Gundam G Gundam right now is the Bolt Gundam, because it's literally... His head is shaped like one of those Russian winter hats.
A high-grade model from back in the day, Bolt Gundam.
So it's like the mech Vlad would use?
Yes. Yeah.
That is correct.
Rest in peace, Vlad.
Yeah.
We miss you.
Who's Vlad?
It's Vlad's a show on AT Studios.
Oh.
The guy doing it hasn't done.
He got into some trouble.
He got into some trouble and Nostalgia Critic broke his knees.
Shit.
I reported him as a communist and the government's black bagged him.
Glad he's gone.
Glad that bastard's gone.
My poor actual cousin. Based off a football player and then he casts off into a boxer.
Oh, that guy!
Chibity Crockett! What kind of a fucking name is that for an American?
That's a perfect name for
Chibity
an American.
Chibity Crockett.
Do you think it might be Jiminy?
No, it's Chibity. It's actually Jiminy.
And then there's the Tequila Gundam that's piloted by Chico Rodriguez.
It has a fucking sombrero on it.
And a poncho.
And his arms are cacti.
It's so racist!
Alright, well here's something. How tokusetsu is Sailor Moon?
Sailor Moon
Nobel Gundam.
Nobel Gundam.
I haven't seen Nobel Gundam.
It fucking looks. It's a Gundam in a Sailor Fuku with long blonde hair and fights with ribbons.
Allmark?
Nobel Gundam.
There's Rose Gundam, Dragon Gundam.
Did it win the Nobel Prize?
Yeah. Obvious
joke.
G Gundam. Any of you? I challenge any of you out in pod. Cast land. Watch G Gundam. If you get one episode in, you'll either love it and love it forever, or you'll curse my name for telling you to watch it forever.
Probably that one.
It's the Brio of Gundam.
The second.
Okay, here's the thing. G Gundam, I haven't watched much G Gundam, and I think I've come to understand why people don't quite like it. It's not a Gundam show. It's by no means a Gundam show. It's completely different from a Gundam show. It's like Super Robot Gundam.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it bad.
No, it doesn't.
Neo Holland.
Terrible writing
makes
it bad.
It's just a windmill.
It literally is a windmill. Or the Norway. I think the Norway one is a mermaid.
What?
No, terrible writing.
Not a Viking?
Makes it bad.
No, there's a Viking Gundam.
Oh, damn it!
Some of these Gundams are just so nonsensical.
Fucking Gundam.
Oh, yeah, I should also mention the American Gundam. Mm-hmm. It looks like a football player, but shifts off its armor to look like a boxer.
Yeah, Layton was saying that earlier.
Yeah, I love Maxter. Maxter's cool.
And Rose Gundam looks like Paul would dress if he had an income to shop at like more or at
Napoleon.
You know, a shop.
It's Napoleon.
Yeah, he would dress. He would dress. It's like a dandy. Like
George is a it's a French guy and his name is George.
Yeah,
okay.
George.
Yes, but it's okay. Here's the thing with me and G Gundam, and I watched a couple.
Oh, by the way, if you really wanted to get on the topic of a tokusetsu Gundam, you need look no...
Can of Gundam.
Yeah, Lumber Gundam. I have a toy of that.
Fuck.
You need to look no further. There actually are some very tokusetsu Gundams. For example, okay, which one am I... Zeta 2, or Gundam...
Double Zeta,
is like... three or four different jets that transform to make the body. And it's run by a small team.
Technically, the original Gundam's made up of three parts.
It is, but it's only piloted by one person. It's the module goes into the suit.
Yeah.
It's a core fighter. But this one actually is piloted by a small team, and the feel of Zeta, Double Zeta, is...
Ichiro's Gundam.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
The theme is very lighthearted. It's very kind of teamwork based. There's a lot of kids hanging around.
Hi.
You're looking at Gundams.
Yeah, Gundam of Rose.
Oh, Gundams. Look at those Gundams.
Dave cut out the dead air.
Oh, but I was talking about Gundams. Gun damn it, John.
Alright, well, I can see how G-Gundam would be considered a tokusatsu because of the whole, like, suit. Like operated by like motion and stuff like that.
Piloting by Kinect is a trope in sci-fi in general.
Yeah.
Yep. Japanese they love the giant technology.
Though as I've said on a couple of occasions, tokusatsu really is just a Japanese film style that allows for
it literally translates to special effects.
Yes, but low end special effects. Yeah. That's the point of tokusatsu.
I'm just stating what the translation
the
is.
The point of tokusatsu at its heart is best stories for least flash. And I can't really say that with G Gundam because one, it's flashy, and two, it's not live action.
But you have to remember tropes. Now, I do understand what you're saying, but I feel like
it is a reflection of the tropes, sure.
No, I understand that, but what I mean is you view tokusatsu in a very Webster's Dictionary light, whereas what tokusatsu has become the embodiment of, you talk about exactly good story for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Least pun.
Pocket change.
Forze. That provided nothing. That's tokusatsu.
It also.
Forze is the turn A of Kamen Rider.
Mm, yeah.
Some people like it, but it was such a departure that most people couldn't get around.
See, the one thing that I will give Forze is that it looked good.
Of course, they did look good. It's one of my favorite suits.
But that kind of goes against what you're saying.
No, that's
not what you're saying, but what you've said.
No, I know, and that would be my point on my criticism on Forze. It would be a very petty criticism for me to say, "Oh, it looks too good to be tokusatsu." I wouldn't say that.
So it's just kind of what tokusatsu has become in a modernized sense.
It's tokusatsu is not. I'm not saying it shouldn't ever evolve and look better.
I'm getting metaphysical in today's episode.
I actually want to bring something up. Sure. I was looking on a
hope it's not dinner.
No.
Or another blog.
Yeah. No. Basically,
bring up the bitches again.
I was looking on a message board, and they were talking about, like, there was an image that I found of, like, the entire cast of Gaim just drawn in manga style.
Oh, yeah?
And somebody said, when are we gonna get a legit anime Kamen Rider? Wouldn't that be amazing? And I commented, that'd be horrible.
No! Because the closest thing we got was the Imagine anime. I haven't even watched it, but
if
I imagine it's
terrible.
If you
want a tokusatsu anime, watch the Garo anime that's out.
Or Samurai Flamenco!
But here's the thing.
Oh, there you go.
You know, okay, I'm kind of off anime right now because I'm sick of all the fucking filler. For every episode of Attack on Titan where they fight something, there's like two episodes where they're standing around talking about their feelings that mean nothing toward the plot.
Thanks because, for warning me. I won't bother then.
Those fights are good, but I mean the whole thing. It's like in anime, the thing is, you look at the episode, they've got to break up their budget by, okay, well, we want to have a fight in this, so we have to have a few episodes of them going, I'm going to go west. Is that okay? I'm going to have it my way. I can't let you have it your way. And they're just staring at each other. Whereas in Tokusetsu, they don't need to do any filler because it doesn't cost them any more money to have the characters walking than it does to have them standing there. Because they're filming
either that action. or the show completely is filler. You know, like,
yeah. No,
like
but
Wizard.
I mean, like, I do. Yeah. But I mean, like, they have to, like, they budget their CG and they budget that. But I mean, like, if they have an episode, like, Gain was great for bottle episodes where they're just like, okay, we need to save a couple bucks. We'll just have, you know, a couple simple monster fights and just a lot of character development and
but
plot.
But the best thing about Gain was that everything fit into the plot at some point.
But even in these episodes where they didn't have a lot of effects, they were going places, talking to people. It was lively and fun to watch. Whereas if you make an anime Kamen Rider, it's just basically, yeah, you'll have some cool anime visuals, but you'll also have a lot of filler. And it's just exactly what I'm trying to get away with. Or get away from.
E.G., I want you to watch Attack on Titan for the exact reason I implore you not to.
Girls like it.
That's got nothing to do with why E.G. shouldn't watch it.
So you want me to watch it and want me to not watch it for the same reason? Is that what I'm
saying? Gears of War.
But I don't like Gears of War.
Why?
It's a bunch of people in the same boring uniform fighting naked people that want to eat them. It's like a Vor video.
No, I think what Kevin's trying to go for is, like, he wants Ichi to watch it because, you know, he doesn't like gore. Attack on Titan's gory as all.
Yeah,
fuck.
I'm about 3 episodes in, so I'm well aware of that.
Which is why I'm just kind of like...
Want to hear my impression
of... That's hilarious.
Want to hear my impression of every episode of Attack on Titan after you get a few episodes in? Okay, I've trained in this amazing secret technique that I'm going to use to defend our town against the Titans. Oh my god, a Titan, I'm so scared! Hey, I'm Aaron, I'll fix it. End of episode.
No, one of the best parts, though, is just quickly, two soldiers are hiding somewhere in a building. Oh my god, what are we fucking going to do? Guy turns a rifle on himself, just kills himself right in front of him.
What are we talking about?
Wasn't this a Tokusatsu podcast? I'm sorry.
Attack on Titan is real Tokusatsu.
Well, do we need another topic? I could come up with one off the top of my head if you want.
The topic of your head?
This scene!
Attack Sentai Titanger?
Do we want a topic off the top of my head?
No!
Yeah, okay. Alright.
If you can resolve it in less than 10 minutes.
Okay. Are you ever aware of the TV Guide Challenge?
No.
Okay, TV Guide Challenge is... Okay, do you ever remember reading TV Guides back in the day?
No, I know that people did it.
I had a childhood.
Okay,
I'm answering.
Since there wasn't unlimited space, even Netflix has a decent description. You had to basically one sentence to describe the movie or TV show to get the person to watch it.
Oh.
For example, Star Wars would be about brave space kid learns mystic powers. You have one sentence to sum up a show.
Oh.
So I'm going to give people here a Tokusetsu show, and you have to sum up the theme of the show in an episode as if it were TV Guide.
That's interesting.
I will begin. Okay, somebody give me a Tokusetsu series. Okay, give me a Kamen Rider. I'm not too good with...
Red Cross.
You fucking cocksucker.
Best ad.
O's.
Okay, I'll do Zay Cross, and it won't be goddamn it fucking Zika. Okay.
Bright Orange Ninja Goes on Adventure?
No. Done! Okay, no, give me another one. That one was good.
No, wait! That's Naruto!
Oh, yeah, that is Naruto. Now, I would say, like, I would say Rookie Rider leans on his predecessors for help. Because that's pretty much what he does.
Is that Zekros or Decade?
That's Zekros. And Decade. That works for Decade.
It could
okay.
be both.
All right, so who wants to do one?
I'll go for it.
All right, Paul. Kamen Rider Black. In a sentence.
Nailed it.
Oh, no, like...
And don't say, really fucking good.
Thoroughly amazing badass fights, ridiculously silly evil organization.
Cut it there, that's good.
Yep.
I would just go with Onoda
Golgum. It'd be a Kamen Rider Black. Golgum.
Yeah, Onoda Golgum.
It's right. Really just that simple. It was just that simple. It was
all right.
Badass fights, really cool.
Kevin. Movie.
Yes.
Go Buster.
I've been voluntold.
Go Buster.
Who you gonna call?
Wow.
Tower Defense the Show.
Tower Defense the Show.
Secret agent superheroes fight the internet.
That works. That's perfect.
Nailed it.
All right, that's, what's a good one for Evan to do?
Crap.
Kuga.
Kokaiger.
Fies.
Ooh, have you even seen all the Fies?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the couple I did. I have watched
all of them.
Wait, no, I got one where it's like, a shiftless man has arguments with his roommates. That's pretty much the predominant part of the show. All right, we'll give you another one. Okay, it would be a challenging one. You need a really challenging one.
This guy's food is too hot to handle.
This
is a cooking show?
All right, okay. Seriously, do Decade. I know how much you love it.
Honoré DK!
You can't talk about leaning on the powers of his predecessors.
Or Honoré DK. cocksucker fuck shit up royally. Sorry.
Man does the opposite of what he's told.
Man in pink screws the universe.
Done! I would have also...
I'd watch that! I have!
I got the gist of it from that.
Nailed it.
Pretty good.
Alright, Lane. Lane, we're gonna give you Forze.
High school student befriends the moon.
Done! Done!
Okay.
Yep.
Can I do Blade?
Yeah, do Blade.
Bunch of guys fight and evil play Pokemon for a bit.
No, the deadliest game of poker the universe has ever seen.
Kamen Rider Gaim. An orange is better for you than a banana.
Spoilers.
Orange, you're glad it wasn't bananas.
Oh! Wizard. A man with amazing wizard powers ultimately does nothing with them.
Kamen Rider Wizard. Don't bother.
Bad touch.
Kamen Rider. Kamen Rider O's. A homeless man lives with two hot women and does nothing.
No, I've got it for O's. A homeless man amasses a coin collection.
Spends none of it.
That's really all it is!
Double, two guys, one belt.
Two men climb into one rubber suit to fight evil.
There you go. You'll never look at your USB memory sticks the same.
Kiva, kind of like Twilight, but makes sense.
Ooh. No, it doesn't!
Compared it to makes more sense than Twilight.
Still, a little...
Kiva, guy bashes monster into a car.
You can't divide by zero!
No. A father and son cross time to defeat evil.
The violins!
Denno, a man who is slowly forgotten from time will never forget his distaste of shiitake mushrooms.
Kabuto, man who walks the path of heaven, takes charge of everything.
Absolutely.
He describes his own show himself.
Kuga.
No.
Cops turn to a masked superhero to fight monsters they don't understand. Agato, see Kuga.
Yeah.
No, Kabuto is total BAMF, becomes his own hero in the future.
Yep.
Hibiki, you won't watch it.
I like
TV. We know you won't.
All right, well, I think...
Hibiki, like High School Musical for Kamen Rider.
Ryuki, could have been great, wasn't as good as Highlander.
Ryuki.
Ryuki, fuck Ryuki!
Ryuki, watch Dragon Knight.
Yep.
All right, well, I think that ends this episode.
Yeah, that was fun.
I got
fun.
One more.
Oh, yeah?
To Kuger, watch a giant mecha train fuck its way out of a coffin.
Yes.
That'll get me to watch
Solve
it.
All your problems with train penis.
Yes. Hmm.
Train penis.
Cock sucking train everything. Robots.
I have no problem with that.
Neither does Wagon.
This devolved into madness.
Magi Ranger, family values,
madness,
save the world.
Jaishi Sparta.
Magi Ranger, family values, save the world.
Yes.
Fucking.
Precisely.
Go Go 5, family values, save the world.
Hurricaneer, Asanjo!
Gow Ranger, if it can't be solved by clawing the shit out of it, it can't be solved.
Gear Ranger, your childhood.
Hurricaneer, hamster helps ninja save the world.
Hurricaneer, it's a Harry Potter joke.
Jetman, everybody claims they've seen it and it's awesome, but they haven't.
Which one?
Jetman.
Oh. Jetman, fat man's an owl.
Jetman, fuck owls.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I sent you the picture. Jet yellow.
Wait, did you say fuck owls? Now I don't get to say it. Fucking Zaycross. The owl. He's the owls of Kamen Rider.
All right. Bye, everybody.
As always, you can subscribe to us on Podbean. You can find us on iTunes.
But we know you won't.
Well, actually, we did get some followers on Podbean.
You're a follower.
And we have one guy who...
Do we have... Do you guys have followers? Do you get comments on this?
No!
We did get a comment last week.
I'd like to give a shout-out to that one guy who actually pays attention to us on Twitter.
Cruncherman61. Yes.
Thank you.
I would like to issue a challenge for your own TV guide tokusetsu things.
Yeah, everyone listening, tweet at us at Ixie Studios with your own TV guide challenge for any tokusetsu series.
If
we get any really interesting ones,
guy from YouTube,
yeah, him too, actually. And if we get any interesting, funny ones, maybe we'll read them on next week's show. Look what you did!
Yeah, is that a good idea?
Yeah,
it's networking. For like a prize or something. Well, yeah, I can read it on the next show.
Yeah. All right, and
to finally sign off.
Merry Christmas! Yeah, Lane, you got the
way
Christmas
too
orange.
Fucking early, Lane.
What the hell are you, Sears?
Oh. No, Indigo.
Paul just has the...
They've already got their
flashbacks!
Christmas trees up.
Indigo's already shipping out their Christmas trees to stores.
No, they're not! They're still in our fucking shop!
I know. Paul's dead.
Paul's having a Vietnam flashback.
I am too, but
he
I have faux for dinner.
Christmas!
Oh. Everything's coming up faux.
Everything grows coming up faux.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for listening. See you next week.
Goodbye! Green Crosby, stop singing Hip Hop Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer! I don't care!
Savage Caster, thank you for joining us. We'll see you in another 27 episodes.
It's
been
27 episodes?
This is 29 and you were on like 2.
Holy shit.
Why?
I'm here like every day. I've been on for 27 episodes?
Something like that.
Oh, man.
Alright.
Holly jolly Christmas.
I don't know why, but Lane and Paul have gone from spooning to throttling.
More like spooning to forking.
Well, I know.
Stop the recording!
I'm pretty sure Paul's into that, so I think they're still doing something sexual.
I am.
Oh my god!
Cast Ranger. A bunch of man children talk about rubber suited people while rubbing up against each other in a small dark room.
Nope, too long.
Yeah, man.
Oh, TLDR.
Oh.